Hello, strangers, and welcome to the September 20th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and this week we're presenting Courtney Skaggs's The Little Death After the Apocalypse. Courtney Skaggs is an MFA-MA student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where they are the hybrid editor for Permafrost magazine and a DJ at KSUA. Courtney's writing can be found in Ghost City Review, Longleaf Review, Rejection Letters, and Lammergeier Magazine. Find Courtney online at courtneyskaggs.net. Content advisories for this poem include body transformation and death and dying. And now, the poem. The Little Death After the Apocalypse by Courtney Skaggs. When we die again, I want to come back as a little brown bat. I tell the only other person alive. We gaze at one another, then he bites my neck. Nothing can find us when we're deep in our cave. When it's time to emerge, when the poison arrow photons have drowned in the waves that whack the edges of the earth, something spectral possesses the stalactites and makes them moan. We fly out over the carrion scene and remember something from before. Don't look down. We look up at the moon and wonder if it used to mean something to someone. Clouds, and hate them for the watery secrets they keep. Satellites projecting advertisements and feel hungry. Stars, and apologize for never learning their names. We look down and see a beach littered with telephones, they're all ringing. Thousands of beached octopuses. Plants swallowing the city whole. We look at one another, and fly as one. We bare our fangs, and in our eyes, we see empty mirrors. We look inside ourselves, and hope we're more than the sum of the maggots feasting on our flesh. I dot my eyes with the nib of a pen. Words are the things on the insides of my cheeks that I chew on until my teeth rust. He plucks his arteries like guitar strings, and when he opens his mouth to sing, my marrow liquefies and seeps from every orifice. He drinks. We leave seeds in our wake that will never take root. We are shoots that will never bear fruit. We melt into an acidic ooze that bores holes through the karst, leaving cavernous crevices in our wake. We drip gently from the cave ceiling until we're whole again. I shiver and shake out my wings. And this has been the September 20th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Clara Ward and the first of this week's reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.